Hello, sunshine. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. Happy Friday. It's our final episode of the season, but I want to let you know about something we have planned for you for next year. Something awesome for all the teachers out there. A special series featuring some of the real superheroes, you, on this show. More on that to come. All right, let's finish this year strong. First, are you going to any big concerts this summer? There's a good chance you'll buy your tickets through Ticketmaster. Remember the site that famously crashed last year when a gazillion people bought Taylor Swift tickets? Well, now the U.S. government is suing Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, for violating antitrust laws. Antitrust laws are rules that try to stop monopolies from forming. A monopoly is a company that is so big that it makes it difficult or even impossible for other smaller companies to survive. The government argues Live Nation, which also manages concert venues and promotes events, is a monopoly because it owns every phase of the live event production, squeezing out the competitors. Live Nation calls the lawsuit baseless. But if the government wins, Live Nation could be broken up into a bunch of smaller companies. Next, we head to Iran, where the country is mourning its President Ibrahim Raisi. He was buried yesterday following a deadly helicopter crash that we showed you earlier in the week. It also killed several high-ranking officials. Massive crowds flooded the streets of Tehran, the country's capital, as part of a funeral procession for Raisi and the other victims. The president was later buried in his hometown in the northeastern city of Mashhad at the Imam Reza Shrine. It's one of the holiest sites for Shiite Muslims. Our Fred Pleitkin has more.
Hundreds of thousands lining the streets as the caskets made their way through Tehran, chanting, marching along, paying their final respects.
Ever since that helicopter crash that killed Iran's president, Ibrahim Raisi, as well as, of course, the foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, and several others, we've seen big displays of public mourning here around the country in Iran. Now, especially here in Tehran, where this massive procession is one that is part of the funeral processions to lay to rest the people who were killed in that helicopter crash.
I am here for my president, she says. He did a lot for Iran to prove that we loved him very much. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei himself, leading the funeral prayers.
Allahu Akbar.
With foreign dignitaries, but also senior leaders of Hamas in attendance. While Iran's investigation into the crash is ongoing, the president's chief of staff, who was traveling in a different chopper in the convoy, saying one of those aboard the doomed chopper was alive and communicating for at least 3 hours after the crash. The chief of staff also giving more details on the incident itself.
Captain Mostafavi, who was the pilot of the helicopter carrying the president and the commander of the helicopter convoy, ordered the other helicopters to gain altitude and go above the clouds. When we reached above the clouds, and after about 30 seconds, we realized the president's helicopter wasn't with us.
Mourning, sorrow, and anger in the massive crowd as Iran's leaders vow to maintain stability. Fred Pleitkin, CNN, Tehran.
For the first time since 2008, an African leader is making a state visit to Washington. President Biden and the First Lady welcoming Kenyan President William Ruto and his wife to the White House yesterday. The Biden administration is hoping to boost ties with African nations in order to counter China's influence in the region. China has loaned billions of dollars to Africa, giving it a lot of leverage over the continent. 10-second trivia. In what year was Elvis Presley's estate, Graceland, open to the public? 1966, 77, 82, or 93? If you said 1982, you are correct. Elvis Presley's ex-wife, Priscilla, was co-executor and co-trustee of Presley's estate. She worked to open the Graceland mansion in Memphis to the public in 1982. Thank you very much. According to History.com, Graceland is the second most visited residence in the U.S. behind only the White House, did you know? Songs like Blue Suede Shoes, Jailhouse Rock catapulted Elvis to superstardom in the 1950s. The so-called king was such a cultural phenomenon that his home in Memphis became a museum. But the Presley family almost lost it this week. A lending company planned to auction off Graceland to the highest bidder. It claimed Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, owed them millions of dollars on a loan, and the company wanted to seize Graceland to make good on the debt. But Elvis's granddaughter filed a motion in court to stop the auction. She claims the loan paperwork was fake. A judge agreed with her, halting the auction and accusing the lending company of potential fraud. So for now, Graceland is staying with the Presley family, and it stays open to the public. So rock on. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, one reminding us that we're never too young to have some fancy taste. A Florida baby is going viral on TikTok for being a big fan of the swanky Four Seasons Hotel in Orlando. Check it out.
I have a question for everybody. Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
Me!
We would have never expected this. When we created it, we thought nothing of it. I'm obviously not really dressed to go viral in the video.
Meet William and Bailey Wise, parents of one-year-old Kate, who became an overnight sensation. The family didn't know they'd gone viral until days later, thanks to Bailey's sister, Stephanie.
Then all of a sudden it was like 1 million, 2 million. I was like, which million do we tell her at? I don't even have a TikTok. And so I certainly didn't know my sister posted this. Honestly, I send videos to my parents all the time. We were just trying to coerce them to come to the Four Seasons with us so that we could have a little bit of downtime. And my mom thought it was hilarious and sent it to my sister.
The Four Seasons responded to the family, announcing baby Kate is their newest ambassador.
She has a little personality on her own. She has opinions. And so we showed her pictures. She's seen the Four Seasons. So, you know, she certainly knows when we're excited about something.
The family says they plan to visit the Four Seasons Orlando within the next few weeks.
I think that's probably what captured the internet is the dichotomy of that video. I mean, yes, we're sitting here talking about the Four Seasons, but my kid's in her diaper. I mean, my husband's shirt is unbuttoned. Could she be a little bougie? Maybe.
All right, last episode before summer break for many of us. Shout out to Mr. Schwarz and Mr. Lotzenheiser's class at Western Heights Middle School in Hagerstown, Maryland, and Mr. Walser's class at Case High School in Racine, Wisconsin. We see you. Also, special shout out to my small but mighty team, Lori, Jocelyn, McKenna, Zach, Jeremy. They work so hard to make this the best 10 minutes in news for you. I speak for all of us when I say thank you. We learn something new with you every day and love sharing stories with you. Your support means the world to me, and all the interactions I have with you on social media just lights up my day. So all of those of you who are graduating, go on and shine bright, take on the next chapter by storm, and know that we're always here for you to stay up to date and informed. Many blessings. Finish this year strong and take boundless energy into the summer. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this year with you.